Hey there, folks. Welcome back to my podcast, My Two Cents. I'm your host, Varun Srivastav, and I'm thrilled to have you here for yet another exciting episode. So today we are diving into the world of event-driven communication, and we'll keep it to front-end development only. And in this episode, we'll have a special focus on a mechanism which is used to facilitate this event-driven communication front-end called Event Bus. So let's jump right in and see what it is. So first thing first, I would like to start by explaining what Event Bus is. And I'm pretty sure if you have been a part of this industry, you already have come across Event Bus, or you already have a good understanding of what Event Bus is. But just to illustrate it, like Event Bus, you can think of it as a central hub that facilitates communication between different parts of your application. So let me think of an analogy. So let's say there are multiple villages and there's a river flowing past across all the villages. Now, one village needs to communicate with another village. How would they do that? So they can just put a message inside a bottle and they can put that bottle in the river. Now, this river is flowing across all the villages and everyone has access to that bottle. So whoever is interested can pick the bottle, read the message, and let the bottle flow down the other villages. Similarly, in this analogy, Event Bus is your river and different villages are component trying to communicate with each other without knowing about the other village. So the person who is throwing the bottle in the river doesn't know if it is going to reach to the other person or whoever is going to read it. It's just a message that they are publishing it for everyone. How does it do it? What is the mechanism behind Event Bus? So basically, Event Bus follows a publish subscribe pattern. So there are a group of publishers or some components, or I think every component, not I think, like every component can publish a message into the event, and every component can listen to those messages in the event, in from the Event Bus. Usually there's a concept called the channels or topics where some publisher can publish an event and subscribers can subscribe to that particular event in which they are interested in particular topic. For which they are interested in. And as soon as a message is published to a particular topic, it will be passed along to all the subscribers. And the responsibility of passing the message to the subscribers is the job of Event Bus. So Event Bus is main mediator who does all of these things. So how does it work in front-end application? How does it work in a real-world scenario? So let's think about the Amazon website, for say. So it has multiple components. So let's talk about the product detail page and shopping cart. So whenever you go into a product detail page, there's an add to cart button. You press that button, then what happens? So whenever you press that button, an event is fired, and its event is fired into the Event Bus with that particular product details. Now there could be multiple parts on the page that needs this information so that they can update their state or to display something. And in our example, shopping cart is the one that depends on it. So shopping cart reads this message, gets the product detail, and does whatever business logic it has to do. So in the background, there's a topic on which this event is being published, and a shopping cart component has subscribed to that particular topic and thus receives the message. So that's how this works in a real-world scenario. So what is the benefit of it? So if you look closely, you will see that product detail page has no dependency or doesn't even know about other components that, in this case, it doesn't know about that shopping cart does exist. And this is very powerful because now two components can communicate with each other without knowing about each other, without having a direct dependency. And this really helps in decoupling your entire application. And this decoupling enables better maintainability and scalability and freedom as well to the developers, as each of the component or micro frontend can evolve independently without affecting the other one. So now you might be wondering, how do we implement an Event Bus in frontend? Well, there are many libraries which are available in frontend. You can pick any one of those, like Mid.js, Postal.js, Event Emitter, even Redux and Redux Saga. So you can use those libraries as well for implementing your Event Bus. Or you can go completely custom for your specific requirement. But I think custom is not necessary because these libraries are pretty rich in features and it will satisfy, I think, 99% of your use case. And also, if you there are use cases when you need to communicate across tabs. So let's say you have a product detail page open in one tab and shopping cart in some other tab, and you want to do a cross tab message communication. Then there's a built-in API in all the latest browsers nowadays called broadcast channel. So you can create an instance of that broadcast channel, publish an event on the channel, and you can share. This is a very powerful tool. So you can share that message across different tabs, different windows, as long as they are on the same origin. So it's very powerful. So you can leverage that API for your use case as well. I think that is all for today's talk. I just wanted to discuss about the event-driven communication with a special focus on Event Bus, how to manage these communication between different components and micro frontends. I hope you found this episode insightful and that it sparks some kind of ideas for your next frontend projects. So if you have any questions or want to share your experience with event-driven communication, feel free to reach out to me with your preferred method. Like, you can send a comment, you can post a comment, you can send an email. I'm always available for you guys. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.